بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي موسى رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا مات ولد العبد قال الله لملائكته: قبضتم ولد عبدي؟ فيقولون: نعم. فيقول: قبضتم ثمرة فؤاده؟ فيقولون: نعم. فيقول: فماذا قال عبدي؟ فيقولون: حمدك واسترجع. فيقول الله تعالى: ابنوا لعبدي بيتا في الجنة وسموه بيت الحمد. رواه الترمذي وقال: حديث حسن. أبو موسى رضي الله تعالى narrates this hadith. We translated the first part of it. Just to reiterate, Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the child of a person passes away, in other words, Allah ta'ala tests an individual by taking away his child at an infant stage, in other words, very, very young, Allah ta'ala says to the malaika that you have taken the soul of the child of my slave. So they respond and they say yes. Then Allah Ta'ala asks them the next question, قَبَدْتُمْ ثَمَرَةَ فُعَادِهِ, that you people or you angels have taken the fruit of his heart. As we mentioned previously, this indicates the extreme love that generally is there that a mother or a father has for their child, particularly when the child is very, very young. So, thamarata fuadihi, literal translation, the fruit of his heart, or like we say in Urdu, lakhte jigar, or dil ka tukra, piece of my heart, or piece of my liver. These are terms that indicate the extreme connection that exists between a child and the parent. So, the angels respond yes. And then the important thing, this world is not an ideal existence. Allah Ta'ala took an oath in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, we will test you, بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, loss of life, loss of health, loss of property, difficulties, tests, trials, tribulations, this will occur. This is Allah Ta'ala's system in the world. For a mu'min, for a believer, it is Allah Ta'ala's washing machine to cleanse us of our sins. And if we are completely cleansed of sins, then to raise our ranks in the hereafter. However, what is absolutely essential is how do we respond? How do we react to the test and hardship? This is the point of this hadith. فَمَاذَا قَالَ عَبْدِي, Allah Ta'ala asked the angels that you took the child of my slave, you took a piece of his heart, you caused great distress by this calamity. What was his reaction? What did he say? So the angels respond, حَمِدَك, Ya Allah, he said, Alhamdulillah. He made your shukr. He praised you. Wastarja, and together with that, he made istirja. Now in the previous hadith, the virtue and the importance of istirja, one is not only at the time of someone passing away, deceased, but any difficulty, any hardship, we must get into the habit of making istirja. What is istirja? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily we belong to Allah and we have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beautiful dua we were taught in the previous hadith, I'm repeating it so that inshallah we learn it and we learn to practice upon it. That Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in other riwayat, even if you snub your toe, shoelace breaks, light switch off, any difficulty, get into the habit, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati, وَخْلُفْلِ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا. Oh Allah, reward me in this musibat, in this calamity. وَخْلُفْلِ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا. And give me a better return. Many of us, we understand, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا لِرَاجِعُونَ. Somebody passes away. But in that hadith, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ تُصِيبُهُ مُصِيبًا. Any musibat, any calamity. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no right to question what Allah ta'ala is doing. We are Allah's slaves. So we need to reaffirm. It's mentioned about Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned about him particularly that he would read these words, Alhamdulillahi awwalan wa akhira, zahiran wa batina. That all praise is due to Allah ta'ala, first and last, apparent and concealed. What was the test? It's mentioned, various incidents are mentioned in the books of Sirah. Amongst them, one was that he developed an infection in one of the limbs of his body. Such was his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we talk about khushu and khudu, having devotion and concentration in salah. One is those who are given the reality of it. It's mentioned that when his limb had to be amputated, the surgeon at that time said to him that, you know what, I have to give you some khamar to dull the pain. Then only we can amputate your limb. So he said that, I have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that khamar and a mu'min, iman, this will never come together. So he refused. Then they said, listen, we have to amputate. So he said, okay. It was decided that let me start my salah. And while I'm making my salah, you do whatever you have to do. So he stretched out his limb, began his salah. It's mentioned to us, this may seem like fairy tales, because one is the type of salah that we make, the other is the type of salah of the what we call muqarrabin, those who have placed their souls in front of the arsh of Allah when they make salah. In other words, Allah Ta'ala almost in a sublime manner removes them from this world. As we see in this incident, that his limb was amputated, and those days when the limb was cut off, then they used to pour boiling hot oil to cauterize the wound. So all that was done. When he finished his salah, the limb was lying on one side. He realized what they had done. He felt absolutely no pain during that salah, when they carried out this entire procedure. And he pointed to that limb and he said that, Ya Allah, I take an oath that this limb of mine did not take one step in your disobedience. So it's mentioned about him that at that time he said, Alhamdulillahi awwalan wa akhira, zahiran wa batina, Rabbi in kunta akhadta faqad atait. Ya Allah, you took something of mine. Let me focus on how much more you have given me, rather than me focusing on what you took. وَإِن كُنْتَ إِبْتَلَيْتَ فَقَدْ عَافَيْتَ. Allah, you tested me. Let me focus on how much of afiyat and goodness there was from you. آتَيْتَنِي أَرْبَعَةً مِّنَ الْأَعْضَىٰ. Ya Allah, you gave me four limbs. In one narration it comes, آتَيْتَنِي أَرْبَعَةً مِّنَ الْأَطْرَافِ فَأَخَذْتَ وَاحِدًا. On your decision, you took one back. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ أَوَّلًا وَآخِرًا ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا. All praise belongs to you, in the beginning and ending, apparent and hidden. And it is mentioned that on that same safar and journey, Allah Ta'ala tested him by one of his children passing away in infancy. And at that time he said, وَآتَيْتَنِي سَبْعَةً مِّنَ الْأَوْلَادِ فَأَخَذْتَ وَاحِدًا. Ya Allah, you gave me seven children, you took one back. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. All praise belongs to you. أَوَّلًا وَآخِرًا ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا. So coming back to this, Allah Ta'ala says to his angels, فَمَاذَا قَالَ عَبْدِي. What was the reaction? What did my slave say? فَيَقُولُونَ. So the angels responded, حَمِدَكَ. Ya Allah, he praised you. He said, Alhamdulillah. وَاسْتَرْجَعَ. and recited Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. In other words, he displayed sabr. Displayed sabr. Not just sabr, what we call Radha bil Qada. The person will praise Allah Ta'ala, recite Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un when his heart accepts what Allah Ta'ala has decided. And this is the challenge. That we have to understand that everything that is happening on the command of Allah. Happens on the will of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing in this world can happen without the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this abdiyat, I am Allah's slave, accept the decision of our master. And understand that essentially Allah Ta'ala has kept goodness in that decision. Yes, we feel the pain, we feel the remorse, we feel the hurt, we feel the hardship. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min, in amrahu kullahu lahu khair." He said, "How astonishing, how pleasing is the affair of a true believer. Allah has kept goodness for him in everything. Allah has kept goodness for him in everything. In this sense, when he is tested, he makes sabr. Fakana khairan lahu. In asabathu dharra'u sabara, fakana khairan lahu. When hardship comes, he makes sabr, and this is sabr." Sabr, there's no problem with crying. There's no problem with feeling the grief, the pain. That other ahadith that come in front, this will be discussed. But essentially, the kayfiyat or the condition of the heart. Example about Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna Ibrahima la halimun awwahum munib." This quality of inabat. In other words, for the heart to make rujoo, to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every condition, what is the state of the heart? Is it turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And on this inabat, Allah Ta'ala promises such great things in the Quran. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah promises hidayat on inabat. So this, Alhamdulillah, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. What is this in essence? This is inabat. The heart turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned in the books, authentic or not, Allah knows best, about Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. That once he was giving dars, and then somebody came and said, "Listen, there's some news that has come. Your ship that was carrying your goods for trade, there was a storm, that ship sunk, all your goods have been lost." So he paused, Alhamdulillah, and he carried on with this lesson. Little while later, someone said, "I've come with good news. There was misinformation. It wasn't your ship. It was someone else's ship that had sunk. Your goods are intact." Pause, said Alhamdulillah, and carried on. So then they asked him, both times Alhamdulillah. One time was difficulty, one time was good news, Alhamdulillah. So he said, "Then each time I received the information, I focused on my heart. That where is my heart going? When I received news of the loss, I found my heart was still directed towards Allah Ta'ala and I had accepted it. So on the kayfiyat of the heart, I said Alhamdulillah. And then I was received the news that my goods are intact. There also, I checked my heart. What direction is it going?" So that is the actual challenge. Allah Ta'ala says to the angels, "You took the child of my slave. He has experienced a great loss, great remorse, great affliction, great test. What was his reaction? What did he do?" Hamidaka wastarja. Alhamdulillah, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Shukr to you, my Allah. In other words, you took this, but how much more you have given me? Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And I cannot complain. I have to accept your decision. Verily, we belong to Allah, and to Allah is our return. When the reaction is this, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Ta'ala says to the angels, "Build for my slave a palace in Jannah. Build for my slave a palace in Jannah and name that palace Bayt al-Hamd, the home of Allah's praise." In other words, such is the reward. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran also, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. This is sabr. This is the actual meaning of sabr, this acceptance. Allah Ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, "Allahumma inni as'aluka rida ba'da al-qada." Ya Allah, I ask you, I ask you, I beseech you to give me this acceptance, this contentment, this happiness, or this acceptance of whatever you have decided. Such a great reward when a person has to exhibit sabr at this time of test and trial and tribulation. As we mentioned, outwardly it's a difficulty. Allah has kept goodness in it. What goodness? A home in Jannah. And not just any home, not just any palace, special palace. That is why specifically is mentioned in the riwayat, Sammuhu Bayt al-Ham. Name it the home of Ham, the home or the palace of the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And over and above that, we learn from the previous riwayat that even in this instance, someone is tested like this, to also recite, Allahumma jurni fi musibati wa khluf li khayran minha. Allah reward me in this musibat and calamity and give me a better return. In other words, if it's a case, if it's a young couple, sometimes you lose a child, recite this dua, Allah Ta'ala will give other children, other blessings. In fact, sometimes even greater blessings, as we see, day-to-day life. Some people go through hardship, but then inna ma'al usri yusra. After the difficulty, Allah Ta'ala gives ease. SubhanAllah.